god, I love that movie so much. It's so beautiful. Seriously, if I had, like, magical powers, I think I'd just go through the screen and live there. Well, yeah, of course you'd come with me. You know how I get without you. Besides, I'd feel far too self-conscious to ask a cartoon character to open jars and kill spiders for me. That was a joke. You're allowed to laugh. Baby? Did you know that you're amazing? Genuinely amazing. I mean, your self-deprecation is really, really cute. It's adorable, but I really hope that you're only joking. I hope you actually realize how special you are. Well, no, I can't help it. You just are. You know, I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't mean it. You do so many wonderful little things for me, and they add up, you know? Oh, examples. Well, for one, you let me cuddle my whole body into you like this. And you let me kiss you like this. And give you big squeezes like this. Okay, let me see. When I get cranky, because I haven't eaten in a while, you always have a snack. Always. I don't even have to ask anymore. You let me warm my cold feet on your very warm and furnace-like body. You laugh at all my goofy little puns and jokes. You always manage to sneak the cutest little mushy love notes into my purse. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna catch you one of these days. Oh, yeah. No, you're not gonna get away with it. One day, I promise. And you don't even mind if I act like a little kitten and climb around and rub my face into you and just nibble. You always let me sleep on the comfiest pillow, even though I know it's your favorite. You're just really great. Even the way you look at me, right? Your whole face, like, softens, and there's a little twinkle in your eye, and it makes me feel so fucking special. So loved. Do you even know how amazing and rare it is to find someone who you can make feel like that? Yes, you, my friend, are clever and thoughtful and beautiful in ways I could not have even imagined. And I don't care if I'm being annoying because it's true. Yes, 100%. No, you know that I'll brag about you in front of you to my friends and family, even if you have that cute little embarrassed look on your face like you do right now. But I don't do that to prove a point or make my life seem better than it is. I do it because I really do love you. It's honestly how I feel. It's real. I just feel supremely lucky that I get to spend my life with you and soak up all of your love. Yes, it's all mine. And you are all mine. Well, come here, you. Yeah, you know my kisses are special, right? Mm-hmm. They mark you as my property. And they're full of vitamins and nutrients. And they surround you with a magic force field to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. I don't even really want to do this. This is strictly for your protection. Oh, yeah. No. It can't be helped. I know I'm silly. You bring out my silly side. I was much more serious before I met you. Yeah. Well, I mean, at least in public. But, you know, I feel comfy around you. I can be myself, and I don't have to worry about being judged or feeling insecure. And thank you. Thank you for that. You make me feel safe. Being around you helps me... being around you, it helps me and it gives me the confidence that I need that I don't usually have. It's, you know, the confidence to be me. No, I I know. I really do wish that you could see yourself the way that I see you. I wish that every time you felt down on yourself, that I could be there to remind you of how great you are, of how truly important you are to me. You know, one of these days, they're going to invent like an app that just lets me transmit all of my love and affection directly into you. Yeah. No doubt. The scientists are always on it. And I won't have to give you these long, overflowing, mushy monologues that you pretend to hate. But until then, the best I can do is use my words. And my lips. And my feminine wiles. Alright. How about I wile you up some dessert? I love you too, sweetie.